to have you with us this morning on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We've got a very busy hour. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about potentially expanding sales tax to services, not just goods in California. The idea would be it would give a more stable base to tax collections in the state, which are highly volatile now, makes it difficult to do longer-term budgeting. But there are trade-offs, and we'll talk about those. Meanwhile, we're just learning the Los Angeles Times reporting that in a statement provided to it, by the Los Angeles Opera, that Plácido Domingo is stepping down as the general director of the opera company and also withdrawing from future performances. The Times, quoting the statement provided to them, is reading, "Recent accusations that have been made against me in the press have created an atmosphere in which my ability to serve this company that I so love has been compromised. While I will continue to work to clear my name, I've decided that it is in the best interest of LA Opera for me to resign as its general director and withdraw from my future scheduled performances at this time. I do so with a heavy heart and at the same time wish to convey to the company's dedicated board and hardworking staff my deepest wishes that the LA Opera continue to grow and excel." Now, the Times quotes LA Opera as responding by thanking Domingo, calling him the driving force behind the creation and growth of LA Opera, and crediting him for cultural contributions to the city that are unprecedented and profound. So this, again, coming in the midst of an independent investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct by Plácido Domingo, a law firm hired by LA Opera, looking into that, as is the union that represents opera performers. They're also conducting their own investigation. We move on to talk about the very latest in the impeachment inquiry by the House of Representatives, multiple committees that are taking place. As I mentioned at the outset of the hour, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, in a letter that he sent yesterday to the House of Representatives, says that he is not going to be making available senior officials in the State Department to be deposed by the House Intelligence Committee. Then this morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff held a joint news conference, and Adam Schiff made an interesting statement about how they're going to interpret the refusal of the administration to comply with requests to appear.
"We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee, many of whom are mentioned in the whistleblower complaint. And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress."
That's Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump, this morning before his meeting with the president of Finland, had this to say about the impeachment inquiry.
"Well, the whistleblower was very inaccurate. The whistleblower started this whole thing by writing a report on the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine. And the conversation was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer. I saw Rick Scott. I saw many of the senators talking about it, many of the congressmen talking about it. Not a thing wrong. Unless you heard the Adam Schiff version where he made up my conversation. He actually made it up. It should be criminal. It should be treasonous. He made it up. Every word of it made up and read to Congress as though I said it."
And what he's referring to there was the caricature of the Trump conversation with the president of Ukraine. And that sort of parody or caricature has itself been criticized, even by some Democrats who've said that was not the best move for Chairman Schiff to do in setting up the impeachment inquiry and the work of the Intelligence Committee. With us to talk about the latest in the toe-to-toe battle between the branches of government, White House correspondent for Politico, Anita Kumar. Anita, thanks for joining us again. Obviously, the rhetoric is getting even more heated here. What's been the response in the 90 minutes or so since Adam Schiff's statement that a refusal to comply with a request to appear for the committee will be considered itself evidence of the veracity of the underlying complaint?
Well, you just see that the administration and the president himself are really pushing back on that, and they're just pushing back on, you know, having to go and explain themselves. The president is about to actually have a news conference alongside the leader of Finland, and so I'm sure he's going to be asked about that. But, you know, he has some very strong words just talking to reporters a little while ago about, you know, he continues to say the same thing, that the whistleblower is not accurate, that Congress is overstepping. You saw his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, now a number of times on Twitter and in different interviews suggesting that they were going to, that he, the president, or Rudy Giuliani are going to be filing a lawsuit or pushing back against members of Congress, saying they're overstepping their bounds.
And where does this go if there continues to be an impasse? Does the House have any sort of recourse beyond just ultimately deciding to present the articles of impeachment and vote?
Well, I think before it gets to that point, there's probably going to be a legal battle again. You know, we've seen a lot of those since the beginning of the year where Congress is asking and demanding, subpoenaing different documents and asking people to come testify in front of the committees. And the White House and the administration is pushing back. And so what they've done in the past in these last few months is basically go to court, to take them to court and ask a judge to demand these documents, a judge to demand that these members, or these people that are close to the president testify. And so it's been a legal battle. The problem with the legal battle for Congress is that it takes a long time. It can take months or more just to do the back and forth and go through all that. And I think Adam Schiff earlier today made it very clear they are not looking to do something that's going to take months and months. They are looking at a much quicker recourse. And so, you know, maybe they will go straight to impeachment. They will use what they're calling the obstruction of justice as part of the impeachment process. Maybe that will be an article of impeachment. So we are hearing that they want to move quicker than they have since January. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see some different avenue.
Also, Anita, before I let you go, has there been much response you've been hearing to Bernie Sanders taking a break from the campaign trail as he recovers from double stent insertion in Las Vegas yesterday?
Well, you know, it just happened, and there's been just a lot of speculation by observers, people watching the race and wondering, you know, is he going to say he can't continue on? I doubt that very much would happen. But it will be interesting to see if people are saying to him, you know, you can't continue on. Do you want to take a break or not do this anymore? I think that's not going to happen, but we will see if his support stays with him. You know, someone like Elizabeth Warren would be more likely to get his support than the other front runner, Joe Biden. You know, they're more in tune with each other, Warren and Sanders, more alike on issues. So, I mean, it'd be possible that this is something that helps Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she's already going up in the polls. So this could be something that actually ends up helping her.
Yeah. And as you said, though, it's hard to imagine Bernie Sanders dropping out unless he just absolutely had to. He's got so much energy despite his 78 years of age. He did have to cancel some appearances in the Carolinas because of losing his voice. Now his campaign taking a break indefinitely as he recovers from heart surgery. Thanks so much, Anita. We appreciate your joining us.
Sure. Thank you.
Anita Kumar, White House correspondent for Politico, with us on Air Talk. Coming up momentarily, we'll talk about proposal to tax services, not just goods, with a sales tax in California. We'll hear the pros and cons in a moment.